Rabbi Avru Moshe Lampin, Yid Bais Ir, Tuf Shiem Pai. The subject is Pesach Shaini, Lag BaOmer, and Chizuk for times of the Corona epidemic. Welcome, Brichim Abuem, to all Alechusheva listeners. The whole world, Bechlal, and Klal Yisrael Befrat, are now going through a challenging time where it's not so easy with all the Indian of social distance, the lockdown, the loss of parnusa, children don't go to school, the moistures are toira, and Be'ikya, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael have suffered so many losses of so many Yidden, and Shabbos should send refir shalaima to so many choli Yisrael, besor shal choli Yisrael, and Shabbos should be mechazik the broken hearts, and be menachem Klal Yisrael, and be meoire on panos, rachmim, rachma shemayim, mercy, and which mezoire to Yeshias and refirs. And this time, it's very important to have the right hashkufa and the right chizuk. Chazal teach us how to accept every matzav, every circumstance with a toyredeke hashkufa. Who like Klal Yisrael have gone through 2,000 years of exile and gulas? We've been through harder situations, more difficult situations, and we've always had the toyredeke hashkufa, and that's why we're here today, only because we were following the ways of our tzaddikim and our chachumim, who teach us how to have betuchim in a minna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how to stay focused with the right sense of mind, with the Torah Kedosha. It teaches us the way of life, the way of right, the right hashkufa, the right machshuvas, even in difficult situations that b'derech hateva are very, very difficult, and bring a person to the hepech of simcha. We should be able to stay b'simcha. Where do we daven for the middah of betuchen in Shmoyne Esre? We daven for all things, all different bakushas in Shmoyne Esre. Where do we daven for betuchen? That's the bruch of Allah Tzadikim. Allah Tzadikim, Allah Hasidim. And there we say, V'sayin suchot toiv lechol haboitchim b'shimcho b'emes, misham imiftach la tzadikim. Only through the tzadikim can we have betuchen, because they are such, the humble people, Rih HaKodesh, they see deeper, they see pnimius, they see internal of the world. They don't see only the gashmis of the world, the external of the world, the face of the world. They can see the pnimius of the world in all generations, starting from the Umas HaKadoshim, the Shvutim HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the Nevi'im, until Tzadikim of our generation, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Guren, the Chsam Soifer, the Chofetz Chaim, all the tzaddikim amongst all generations, they were the ones who gave the right hashkufa and the betuchen, because they saw the pnimius of the world. They saw the internal of the kedusha of the world. They saw the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world. That's why they could give us chizuk, although we are gashmistic people, material people, we can take the chizuk and emuna through the tzaddikim. Let me start off with a story. It's quite a sharp story, a story which is higher than our Madreige, but we can learn a lesson from this story. The Heilige B'nai Sosre, in his Seife Agir de Pirke, writes a story with the Heilige Rebbe Rebbeir of Mezritch. In the time before he came famous, and he was poor, he had no parnusa, and his Rebbetzin came along to him one day with tears in her eyes. And she said to her Chushel husband, Rebbe Rebbeir is rich. We have no food to feed our children. We have no drink. We have no garments. And he felt such pity for his children, for his wife and children. And he gave a little krechts. Oi! This Heilige Rebbe Rebbeir is rich, the Talmud of the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who was such a big madreige, Hashem didn't expect him to give a krechts. Hashem didn't expect him to give like a sigh. Why? Because the Rebbe Rebbe was a big Madreiger and he was able to see the way Hashem looks at the world. So he heard the bass going from Shemayim, because you gave a sigh, you've lost all your oilim habu. The first second, the Rebbe Rebbe started trembling with fear. No oilim hazeh and no oilim habu. He had no oilim hazeh. He was suffering poverty. He had no oilim hazeh. But he thought he had oilim habu, but no oilim habu either. But then he thought to himself, in such a circumstance, I have no oilim hazeh and no oilim habu. And I still carry on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaloyah Manas L'Kabul Pras, for no schar. That shows my love to Hashem, and he started dancing with Simcha, and he started serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a Nachasrich for Hashem with no payment, just to show my love to Hashem. Now I'm a circumstance I can serve Hashem with bigger love, because I'm not expecting any pay. And then you heard the bass call again, Baruch Shemayim, because you accepted upon yourself this serving Hashem in every circumstance, you'll get back the oil of Mabu. But make sure from now onwards, don't give a sigh when you see poverty, because Hashem is a bigger Rachman than you. And if Hashem understands that this is the Matzav, it's meant to be this Matzav, how can you have more mercy than Hashem? So it says the B'nai Sosch, we learn two limudim from this story. One limud is that even if Hashem says you've lost your oilim habu, don't stop serving Hashem, carry on serving Hashem. It's like a loving father who says to his child, out of my house. And the child says, I'll carry on being loyal to you, father. That's the real rutzen, the real will of the father. Although he has to be harsh to his son and say, out of my house. But if the child shows the love to the father and says, no, I'm carrying on to being loyal to you, that's the true will of the father. And then the father takes the child back. As the Shlu HaKadosh says, there was a baskoy when Acha, Elisha, Acha, who was a pekoyres, there was a baskoy that says, Gemara Chagigia tells us, there was a baskoy that came out for Acha. Shuvu bonim shavovim. All Yidden can do tshuva. Chutz ma'acha. Acha can't do tshuva. And Acha heard that maskoin, so he became a pekoyres. Says the Shlu HaKadosh, had he had sense, had he carried on serving Hashem and doing tshuva, although Hashem says tshuva doesn't help, he would have been accepted back. That's what the Shlu HaKadosh. Here as well, Rabbi Rebbe heard the maskoin saying, you've lost your oilim habu, but he accepted it again. He accepted serving Hashem, and that's why Hashem accepted him back. And the second limud is that there's no mercy, nobody more merciful than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person should be mekabel the exiles of the Eibushim with the Havim with love. Because Hashem loves us and has mercy more than human being. Obviously, we're gashmistic people. We can't have this madraya. Nobody expects us not to give a sigh when we see the children having poverty. Fakir, it might be achzurias. We're meant to feel with the children because we're the small madraya. But this comes to teach us that we have to know in the Ashkofa that even in times where it seems to be midas adin, we hear not good news and we get frightened and we feel maybe Hashem is angry with us. Chas v'shulam. That shouldn't be the Ashkofa. We should know, we shouldn't give in. We should know Hashem is a Rachman. Hashem is our Father. Hashem is our loving Father. Hashem is our merciful Father. And Hashem really loves us. And if there, I feel like there's minis adin, it's not because of a lack of mercy. And Hashem expects us to try the best to carry on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha and showing that we are loyal to Him and we believe that He is our merciful Father. And truly, He likes us and loves us. And all this different minis adin is only for our good. When we believe that, we accept that, that itself will be the carry of the Yeshua of Ohio. That's the Akduma of this story of the B'nai Sosa. The time is really running up. I prepared quite a long shiur. I have to try to say it in short. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Malkus, Bo Chavakuk v'hemidon al achas. Chavakuk taught Gott, Kalisul, from Urteilag Mitzvahs, 630 Mitzvahs, there's one rule we have to bear in mind. And through this one rule, we'll be able to guard all Torah. What's this achas? V'tzadik be'minoso yichye. A righteous person, how does he live? Through emunah. V'tzadik be'minoso yichye. It's interesting that Habakkuk was the one who said this rule. Who was Habakkuk? We all remember the Haftorah of Parshas Vayayu, the story of the Shenabbos, who made Achnusas Olchen for the Novi Elisha, and she built a nice attic for him, and she gave him a bed, and the menorah, she gave him hospitality. And then when he saw how much he has, how much this the Ishi Gedoyle, the Shenabbos, has respect for Elisha, because she saw his greatness, he said, "What can I repay you?" And he promised her a son, and the son was born. And when he got older, he went out to his father in the field, and he was nifter. Normally, such a circumstance, a person should be mayayish and lose his trust in the Novi. She didn't give up trust. She said, "Surely it's peace. Why is it peace? Your only son, your only child has died. The prophecy of Elisha doesn't exist anymore. Nobody should lose your emunah." She kept on having the emunah tzaddikim. She said to her husband, I'm going to the Novi. Why are you going? It's not Mashchoydish. It's okay, I'm going Shulam." Elisha asked her, what's doing? Shulam. And then he came along. She came along and told him what happened. And Elisha sent Gehazi with a stick. And Gehazi didn't listen to Elisha. And he didn't have emunah in Elisha. And the stick didn't work. So Elisha himself came, and he came once on the child to try to revive him. It didn't work completely. He made it again. This was all giving the Sioinus for the Isha Shanamis to give up her hope, to lose her emunah, not to believe in the prophet, not to believe in Machnius. But she didn't give up. That was all the Sioin, why the stick didn't work, and why Elisha didn't work the first time. And because she didn't give up her emunah, that's the way this boy revived. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us, this was Habakkuk. Habakkuk was this child of the Ben Hashanamas. And why is he called Habakkuk? Because Elisha promised that Ka'is Chayo next year at Choyvekes Bein, you will embrace your child. But this child was embraced twice. Once when he was born by his mother, and the second time by Elisha when he revived him. That's the Lashon Habakkuk, a double embracement. Says Habakkuk, Bo Habakkuk. Habakkuk says, look at me, why am I alive? Only through the schus of the Munas Tzaddikim of my mother, that started off with giving hospitality to the Novi Elisha, the great disciple of Eliyahu Novi, who was Zoyach, the biggest Kedusha, as it says in Zoyach Kedusha, she was like Moshe Rabbeini. She respected him, she saw his greatness, she had the Munah Tzaddikim, she believed in him. And then when he promised the child, she had the Munah, the child was born, he was Nifter, she still didn't give up. He promised to revive, it didn't work, she still didn't give up. And then she carried on with the Munah, and Munah Tzaddikim, that's why he's living, says Habakkuk. Bo Habakkuk! Habakkuk comes and says, look at me! Tzadik be'menosa yichya. If you stay righteous with the emunah, that gives you chiyas, that makes you live, that revives you. That can even make chiyas amaisin. Even when a person feels the matzav is like so dark, it's like Misa. His lost has for shulim, his loved relations. It's difficult with the parnusa. It's difficult with the children. So many unfortunate circumstances, unfortunately. And it seems like Engel of Misa has for shulim. But Baruch HaMakom Ne'amidin and Achas B'Tzadik Be'emunosoi. Listen to the Tzadik. Ve'amini B'Hashem V'Moshe Avnoi. Al Tzadikim Al Chassidim Mishon Mifl HaTzadikim. Through the Tzadikim who teach us, have B'tochen in Tzadikim. Have B'tochen through the Tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Believe in Hashem. Believe in His prophets. Believe in His Torah. Don't give up. And then that itself will bring you chiyas. And that's Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk says, a person who is Tomei, could not bring a Korban Pesach. And they come along and they say, "Byom liu anoshim heim ra'ilav anachni t'mayim l'nei fashuda lo manigora." Well, you said you yourself are saying that you're tumah. If you're tumah, there's no Pesach sheni. Give up. Be miyayish. Why are you miyayish? Why lo manigora? Say the tzaddikim nechbisharim. Reb Shloim Lutzke, all tzaddikim. That's the point. Even in a case where it seems to be that Hashem says there's no Korban Pesach. Hashem says you've lost your Olam Haba, like the story of the Rebbe Rebbe. Hashem says you can't do tshuva like my Achim, my Elisha, but Aviyah. And still the person doesn't give up. He says, "Lo manigora, I'm not giving up. I know even it looks so dark. I'm tuma. I can't bring Korban Pesach. But I'm not giving up. I know that truly you like me, you love me. Why? I want to make Korban Pesach." That itself calls the new parsha, which Rabbeinu says, you're so sure with Emuna and Betochen, even in a case when it's so dark, it's Tumah Neifesh. I'm telling you, Imni ve'eshmu ma'yitzava Hashem luchem. I'm sure that even if up until now, there was no parsha of Pesach Sheni. But through you, Betochen and Emuna, you made Trias HaMaisim. You made a new parsha. Api Teva, Api Teure, there's no Pesach. You're Tumah. You're impure. You can't bring Korban Pesach. But if you show such a consistency of really knowing the true kesher, the true connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a loving child to his loving father, no circumstance can make any part, cannot part you. And you say, "Lo manigora, I want to do the Korban Pesach." Imdi ve'eshmo ma'yitzav Hashem lochem. You've made a new parsha of the Torah. Just like the emunah of the Ishe Gedoylo Shenamis made Trias HaMaisim. You called the Trias HaMaisim a new parsha, a new halacha, that somebody who is tumah can make Pesach Sheni. Our Pesach Rishon, unfortunately, was not in the same madreige that we're normally used to. It was missing the hiddur of Beroy Ram Hadras Melech. We were all in the houses. But we believe that through a minna betochen, Hashem will repay us with a Pesach Sheni. We'll be zoichet to many more psochem, and many more tfilis betzimmer, and we'll be zoichet to be mashlem all this Pesach that was losing because of through a minna betochen. And Rabbeisai, that's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were all nifter. Can you imagine the plague? Can you imagine the chashnas? Can you imagine the pandemic? 24,000 Talmidim were nifter. But then when it came Lag BaOmer was the day when they stopped dying, and that's the day where Mekiva was zoicha to be mame, to bring new Talmidim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends who were not nifter. Lag BaOmer is a day, the sphere of Lag BaOmer is hoyd shemahoyd. Hoyd shemahoyd. We say in the sphere, hoyd, the middle of hoyd, brings refir, is brought down from the Ariyah Kudish. Hoyd shemahoyd, by a person thanking Kudish Buchi, by thanking Hashem, by believing in Hashem, moidem anach niloch, believing in Hashem, not losing trust. Hoyd shemahoyd, hoyd, we trust in Hashem, we believe in Him. And even if it's a case where it seems lost, shemahoyd, again we love, again we moidem. Hoyd shemahoyd means that hoyd, a person believes in Hashem, he thanks Hashem, he trusts Hashem. But then it seems this is a different circumstance. This is lost. This person was standing in Auschwitz. It seemed in this circumstance we call, thank Hashem. But still he doesn't give up. And hoyd shemahoyd. He thanks Hashem even in a case where it doesn't seem possible to thank Him. He believes in Hashem even in a case where it doesn't seem possible to thank Him and to believe in Him. That brings poskilomus. That brings the Gemara of Mis, that brings the Chiyas. Tzarek Abunusa Yechye. That's why this day of Lag BaOmer is a day where we make a big bonfire to show that the flame of Klal Yisrael will keep on burning in every circumstance. However many fires the Goyim will try to destroy us, however many fires the Midas HaDin will try to destroy us, we will stay loyal like a fire, our neshama is like a fire, the flame go up to Hashem, to Shemayim, and we trust and believe in Him. Through this, with the Gezoiche, to the Galtige Yeshia, and to see the Yeshia in our times, quickly, Beit Hashem, to see the Yeshia. Just to end my words, You know, some Hasidim believe very strongly in making gezboidedness. The Breslev Hasidim believe very strongly in making gezboidedness. Other Hasidim say, no, it's more important to be amongst friends, amongst chavayrim. By gezboidedness, a person can maybe become depressed. It's very chush to be amongst people. But at the end of the day, a little gezboidedness, to be with yourself, to think about what's going on in the world, and to think the tachos of life is important. Hashem put it into his voidedness. Some people are mamish misvoided, they're mamish by themselves. Some have kind of other children, don't allow them to be misvoided. But at the end of the day, they are also locked up, they're cut off from their friends. It's an inner of his voidedness. His voidedness brings his voidedness. You have to think what's going on. Even the Hamdl and the Goyim are also making his voidedness. The Goyim are thinking, I saw brought down, the Goyim are thinking, maybe after the lockdown, they shouldn't go back to the old rush of the modern life. Maybe the world, today's world of friendship, family life, maybe countryside life, less pollution in the world, more friendliness, not so much rush, being more in that with the house, with the household, maybe it's a nice life. There's a big statistic that many people think that after lockdown, they should maybe change their style of life. I don't know if they'll be able to stand by with this solution, with this kabula, but it's a thought that even now they see it's more, they hear the birds singing, they see the sun coming up, they see the green. It's more like a countryside life. It's not like the rush of the town. That's the goyim. Allah has come and come with Klal Yisrael after making Cheshba Neifish. Our Pesach Rishon was a lockdown. Emir Tashem, Hashem Yisburuch will help us. We'll be a Pesach Shari, we'll open up the Mesmedrish, a new Mesmedrish, back to Mesmedrish. We have to be very careful not to go back to the old routine where it's lacking a little bit. We have to be mechazik, more covered Mesmedrish, more greater cheshivas, greater value to our tefillah. More value to our friendship with the Havas Yisrael. This lockdown was a sukkah. It like locked down the Besmedrish. And when we reopen it, it should be reopened with a bigger madrage of love of the Havas Yisrael, of the Havas Tzibur. A bigger love to the Besmedrish, more covered Besmedrish, more covered tefillah, more covered of answering Yahshmai Rabu Barabim, more covered of listening to Kisa Teure, more chushivas in the Indian of Avodah Shem Yisburach B'Tzibur. And Hashem Yisburach will help us, from Harav Yomayi, Shmizoyche, through our Amina, Shmizoyche to the real Chiyas of Bias Bashir Tzadkaini, Bzach Zenu Ein Aini, Bashir Chalitzir Barachme, Mem Harav Yomayi, Umayim Ve Umayim.